Now, the Munster Technological University has heard in our news this morning and yesterday says it's engaging with the makers of its online learning platform to assess any potential impact from Friday's cyber attack. Infrastructure, a US-based education technology company, last week reported it had experienced a cybersecurity incident on its online platform, Canvas. The MTU, which uses Canvas, was informed it was one of the universities impacted by this global incident. Radio Kerry has been told by MTU it's engaging with Infrastructure to understand the nature and extent of any potential impact on the university community, and says it's communicating directly with students and staff, advising them to remain vigilant, particularly in relation to suspicious emails, links or attachments. And I suppose the story underlines the continuing need in this modern online world, of which we spend so much time saving and working in information to the cloud, information to our companies, networks and all of those, for us to be aware of all that's needed in terms of vigilance and security online. Well, that's one of the many things that's going to be talked about at the business event which is taking place today, the Cybersecurity Essentials event, which is hosted by the Tech Industry Alliance, GRI America, the MTU, Tralee Chamber and Cyber Ireland. And with me on the line to talk about this is Paddy Lang, who is based in the Tom Crean Business Centre, who is building an operational technology security operations centre with Resilium to help secure industrial environments. Paddy, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme.
Good morning, Jerry. Thanks for having me.
Look, this is an area, obviously, which needs a lot of focus on because of what we are seeing. We're seeing international events, we're seeing global events, but we're seeing also smaller companies and operations that are being hit by cyber attacks, which kind of leads to, I suppose, the need for developing the skills and the software infrastructure ourselves to be able to combat them.
Correct, yeah. I mean, this is why the TIA event is so important. I mean, it's cybersecurity for everyone. It's really important for people to understand that this is no longer something that happened somewhere in Silicon Valley, but it affects all of our lives, whether this is private, your parents, my family, small businesses in around Tralee, Kerry, and obviously also the bigger businesses, the international businesses that really need a lot more training and awareness to be able to combat the current cyber attacks that are happening.
Are we falling behind, or have we fallen behind the hackers from that point of view? Do we need more training, more awareness?
I think we do. It's never ending game. I use the word game very loosely here, but the problem is that hackers are getting more sophisticated, whereas businesses focused on making money, doing good business, whereas we as individuals focus on living our lives. Hackers have one and one objective only, and that's exploit our areas where we're weak, where we have maybe a little too less awareness. So I wouldn't say we're falling behind, but it's a constant evolving threat that we need to be prepared for all the time. And as I said, it affects all of us, whether it's through a phone scam, a text scam, or an international attack group that targets businesses.
Is there anything, how much of this comes down to a resources issue for smaller companies in particular, Paddy, to have the resources to have an IT team or to have defences set up to be able to resist these sort of attacks? Yeah, indeed.
Businesses are so busy doing their own job. And so I think there's, because it has developed at such speed, the attacks, particularly not just IT, but also in the physical world, in terms of the attacks on, let's say, infrastructure. This could be pump houses. This could be utility, gas, electricity. And so I think this is where NIS2 comes in, which is without going into too much detail, it's a new directive that will force businesses and make it a board issue to look at these, because I think the European Union or Europe has recognised that business need help. Business needs sometimes a little bit of a push. To not defocus on those cyber matters. So yes, resources is an issue. Yeah. Both human and budget.
Yeah, if an attack happens and all of a sudden your information, your whole system is brought down by someone looking for a ransom or just someone who's up to no good, then that's when you want to spend time and money, but it's too late. For some companies.
Correct. Correct, Jerry. So prevention, understanding what actually happens, be prepared, have systems in place when an attack happens, and it's often, unfortunately, not if it happens, but when it happens, so that organizations are prepared. When the chaos, when the attack is struck, when the chaos is the greatest, with the crisis there, it's too late then to think about what you can do, because you're going to get overwhelmed and it's too late. So preparation is everything.
Yeah, Paddy, what will you be talking about today?
So today we'll be talking about cybersecurity for everyone. What can businesses do, both from an IT point of view and what we call an OT point of view, which is the operational technology, to be prepared to understand what can actually be done. And there's simple things that people can do, simple things they can put in place now to protect themselves, have a plan, have a roadmap for, let's say, the next 12 months to implement simple things. So if I were to translate this to everyday life, you and me, you know, be slow to click, be slow to trust. When an email comes in, be slow to click the link. Have an awareness and understanding that once you click on something, that you don't know where it comes from. It's often too late, and event will unfold without people knowing, and it spreads at lightning speed.
Yeah, and look, a lot of expertise there today. The Tech Industry Alliance, GRI America, MTU, Cyber Ireland, and Tralee Chamber as well involved. So good to see that everyone is involved in trying to tackle this problem.
Absolutely, it's a great event. I'm very grateful that Tia is organising this. It's current. It's very important for people to understand what's going on. So the more we talk about these things, the more we have communication, interaction, the better it is. Because there's stigma attached to it sometimes as well, and that's important to understand. And this is what I think Europe is trying to do with the new legislation. Report it, not to be shamed, but report it to help the community, to help each other. Awareness, understanding is really, really critical here. Because when it is too late, then reputational and financial damage impact to the business is huge, and that's what we all want to prevent.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, so not be afraid to talk about it and make people aware to try and prevent it from happening in the future. Paddy, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for taking time to talk to me in the programme this morning. That's Paddy Lang there from Resilium, one of the companies that are going to be talking at the Cybersecurity Essentials event, which is hosted by the Tech Industry Alliance, GRI America, the MTU, Tralee Chamber and Cyber Ireland, taking place today.